Okay, are we recording? Okay, we're on.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello again. This is episode 2.
Can you believe that already?
Episode 2 already.
Oh, my God.
Jethers Random Stuff. Thank you for tuning in. If you listened last week and you're tuning in again, then that's amazing.
Thank you so much for coming back and giving your faith in us.
We appreciate you so, so, so much.
If you weren't here last week, this is Jacoby / Kobe. I will not call her Jacoby very often.
No, but it's Jacoby. That's me.
And me, who is Heather.
And Heather. And together we make a Jether.
Oh, which yes.
Which is the title of our show, Jethers Random Stuff. Because we like to talk about everything.
Everything and anything we can possibly think of.
Yes. If you guys haven't already checked out our Facebook page, Jethers Random Stuff, or Instagram page, or our website, jethersrandomstuff.com.
Which are all amazing.
We will be posting some pictures and some other things from last week's episode and this week's episode on
Oh,
there.
Yes.
We're going to post a picture of Jaeger.
Yes, my 28-pound cat.
Yes, he's amazing.
He's amazingly fat.
He's a tiny cow.
That's the best way of saying it.
So we'll post pictures of him, and the website isn't quite complete yet, but we're working on
getting it done. We also post pictures of Jacoby's amazing birthday.
Oh, yes. We'll have pictures of that by the time this is out. We'll have pictures of my
birthday. It's going to be an epic celebration. The celebration actually goes on for about 3 months because we have November, her actual birthday, December, which is Christmas, so we just continue to celebrate it all the way through. And then January is when Kobe and I actually celebrate. We go to the lodge, which goes with what we're talking about today, which is wine.
Wine. The lodge is the center of wine country, part of the wine country in Washington State.
Yes. It's in the Tri-Cities.
It's in the Tri-Cities. We're going to go down there. It's our second annual Girls Weekend in the Tri-Cities for wine tasting.
I'm so excited.
We will actually record a podcast from the lodge.
There might be a couple because we're going to be there for literally 4 days.
Yeah, so there might be a couple podcasts
from
the
lodge. I'm so excited for that. We had such a great time the last time we went there.
Yes, it was so, so fun.
This hotel was so catering, so amazing. I remember when we first checked in. Mm-hmm. And the lobby was full of loud, noisy people. And I'm kind of, how's the best way to put me?
Blunt.
Okay, I'm very blunt and honest. And when we walked in, I had this expectation of this nice, quiet, really nice, relaxing girls' weekend that we were going to have.
Yeah.
And this whole lobby was full of these obnoxious, drunk people, which I can appreciate that because Kobe and I are drunk sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're hilarious sometimes. And awesome. I know, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Just sometimes. But this was a whole lobby full of like 50 people, drunk people. And I remember when I was checking in, I asked the lady, point blank, where are these people at?
Are they next to us?
And because they were all around us.
And we were like, that's just, you know what? We came here for a relaxing weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to listen to all the drunk people.
No.
And is that what it's going to be like all weekend? And so they upgraded us.
Yep, to the best room they had.
They upgraded us to the best room they had.
Which made it really difficult for us not to get that room this time, which we're going to push hard when we get there for them to upgrade us for free again.
And the last time we were there, we went down to the lobby
this is so
Saturday
amazing.
Night, and there's this kid, Justin.
Yes.
He was working the front desk.
Yeah, and we're saying kid, but he's probably at least, 23, 24?
Yeah, something like that.
Still a freaking kid.
But we're like, Justin, don't you want to hang out with us? And so, and he was like, I don't know if he was bored or if he just is supposed to be nice to the guests or whatever. But
hey, I think a combo of both.
Yeah. So we ended up sitting down there drinking wine. We were drinking wine. He wasn't.
He was not. He was a good boy.
But he did pull a card game out from his desk.
Skippo. Yeah, it was fun.
And we played cards with Justin at the front desk, and all these people kept coming back from their nights out, and that one guy brought us all those chocolates.
From WSU. They were amazing chocolates. He was in the culinary.
It was the culinary teacher.
Yes.
And he had a class on chocolate making that day, and they had all these WSU branded chocolates.
I mean, Kobe and I just have this electric persona that comes on when we're around people, and people just want to give us stuff.
They want to give us stuff, or they want to just tell us stuff.
Or hang out with us.
Or just hang out with us.
The hanging out stuff, if you're cool enough, it's pretty cool if you hang out with us. If you're not, it gets a little annoying. Just going to say.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it doesn't happen. Most of the time, it's fine. Most of the time, they're amazing
people. Most of the time, people just love it.
And I like it when they give us gifts.
I do like the gifts.
I love that chocolate.
The chocolate was very good.
Oh, my gosh. And then we met that one girl that was pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her name because it was pretty far into the night at that point.
Yeah.
But she was fun. She stayed and played Skip-O with us.
She did.
Because we offered it to every person coming in because we wanted to be hospitable.
We did. We wanted everyone to join us.
We didn't want anybody to feel left out.
So.
So we're very excited to go back there again. We will be doing a podcast from that trip.
From the lodge.
And that will be in January. And we're super excited for it.
Very excited.
Today's agenda that we're going to be talking about is wine.
Wine.
Surprisingly. And we're doing a wine walk on Saturday. Literally in a couple days. For Kobe's birthday.
Yeah, the wine walk happened to fall right on my birthday.
It's so fantastic.
I'm so excited.
And we have amazing shirts that say wine drinking team.
Yes, we do.
And we also have hats. Kobe's hat says, I'll bring the wine. My hat says, I'll bring the bad decisions. It's fantastic.
Yes, very appropriate.
It is extremely appropriate.
So Heather and I did not used to drink wine. Mm-mm. We drank the hard stuff. So my drink used to be tequila. I would drink Patron.
Patron was her main drink.
That was my drink. Mm-hmm. I would just drink it mostly straight.
Yep.
And Heather would drink Jaeger.
Oh my God, I love Jaeger.
Jaeger with Skittles.
Yeah, I didn't mix it. I would not do the Jaeger bomb with the, what is that? What is that drink called that you mix it with that gives you wings?
Red Bull.
There we go. It's the Red Bull that gives you wings. I think that's disgusting. I'm sorry. All of you out there that love it, my husband loves it. I get it. I don't like it.
But yeah. So no, she drank Jaeger straight with Skittles.
Yes, two Skittles afterwards.
Two Skittles, and I would drink the Patron, the tequila. Mm-hmm. But then we discovered wine.
We start with the gateway wines.
Moscato.
Yeah, you got to start with the Moscato and the sweet Rieslings, harvest, anything.
Yep.
And then after that, it took a while. It took about 3 years.
But we kind of are starting to transition now. Before, red wine was just disgusting.
Oh my God. If anybody was saying that they were tasting red, we were like, no.
No, I'm not.
We're not doing any red wine.
That will not pass my lips. It's gross.
No.
And I thought red wine, when I drank it, it tasted like a tree.
Well, some of it still does, but some of it
still tastes like a tree.
Some of it's so fantastic, though.
So we are starting to migrate.
Yep.
From the sweets to the dries.
We've got away from the gateway wines, mm-hmm. and we're heading into the heavy duty wines.
Yes.
Thank God for that.
So, and the wine walks have been amazing because
we've
done a lot of wine walks, and that's where you actually get to try stuff that you wouldn't, you're not going to buy a glass of something that you don't know if you like it or not, especially a red that we normally wouldn't try.
No.
So the wine walks are amazing to just try lots of different wines that you like.
And even ones you don't like, and then you discover them.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how many wine walks we've done.
Oh, geez.
It's been so many wine walks, and we're about ready to expand this to the entire state and possibly Idaho and Oregon because I have a list. Did I tell you I have a list?
I don't think you told me that.
Oh, my God. I have a list. And it involves multiple weekends. Husbands or not, I don't give a crap if they go or not. They can go with us if they want. They don't have to because I just want to do these wine walks. A lot of them are wine festivals, like our Wenatchee Wine Festival. There's one in Bellingham we have to go to. There's a couple in like the whole Seattle area too that we have to go to. And I also would love to do Disney World.
Disney World has that drink around the world thing.
Exactly. And I think that's something we should do.
We should do that.
We need to do that once and then maybe attempt the marathon, even though we are not marathon runners.
But we should do a Disney on the Run.
We should, because we both love Disney.
We love Disney. So we need to go to Disney World, do the drink around the world, Disney Run, and then we can see Aaron.
And we love Erin.
We love Erin.
Erin's our really good friend that used to live right next to us. She baited us in with all of her amazingness. And then she ditched us.
Did she ditch us and she moved to Florida?
I mean, we're in Washington. You can't get any further away from us.
Washington State and Florida is like the opposite.
I mean,
that's as far away.
You can't get any further away in our country unless we lived in Alaska or Hawaii.
So we didn't go see Erin.
We love to go see Erin.
If Erin's listening to this, you need to come back and see us.
And also get your guest room freaking ready for us because we're coming to invade you.
We're gonna come.
So today we're going to be talking about wine.
So yeah, so I like tried to Google some wine stories and like, oh my God.
I actually have a couple wine stories.
There was like so many, like lots of facts about wine and stuff like that. But there's just one story.
What's the most interesting one?
The most interesting wine?
Yeah.
Or wine story?
Wine story.
So this one kept coming up when I was Googling. It kept coming up. Called the Thomas Jefferson bottles.
So this is an old
wine. So
if it's Thomas Jefferson, so it's old.
And I kind of honed in on the Thomas Jefferson bottles because I don't know if anyone has listened to the musical Hamilton.
Which is fantastic.
Which is so amazing. And so my daughter and I actually went and saw Hamilton in Seattle.
Oh my God. I remember that. I didn't get to go to that.
That was her birthday present. Her and her friends love Hamilton.
I know.
So we went and saw, and she just loves Thomas Jefferson in that play. It was just
so amazing. I love that they've done this and brought the past.
I love it. I love it.
Well, yeah, it makes all of our new people, our generation, come up and learn what we have learned because they don't teach the stuff.
I learned stuff that I didn't know.
You learned stuff you didn't know at the musical.
I listened to the musical, the soundtrack in my car for like months.
I'm going to have to start listening
to
this.
You have to listen to it.
So we're going to have to forward this on to me so I can listen to it.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Because I really want to know this stuff.
Yes. So there was this article. I saw it a whole bunch of places. I hope I'm going to get this right. It's about the Thomas Jefferson bottle. So Thomas Jefferson was apparently a wine connoisseur. He loved his wine.
Okay, well, he already has some points with me.
Yes. Well, and so, and plus he was the, like, French ambassador of France, which they had, like, amazing wine in France.
I mean, anything over in European, they have way better wine than us.
Not true.
They don't?
Not true.
We have better wine?
We beat them in a contest in the, what was it, the 70s?
Oh, have we beat them since the 70s?
We beat them in a wine tasting contest, Napa Valley. Yes, we did.
Of course it's Napa Valley. That's another place we need to go.
We need to go to Napa Valley.
Just when we're a little richer.
Yes.
So that costs a lot more than what we do here.
So there was an auction.
Ooh.
In London, a wine auction.
Of course it was
in
London.
And these wine bottles that were engraved, like, into the glass.
Really?
That had the initials THJ, which meant, they thought, meant Thomas Jefferson. And he loved his wine, so they thought. And these bottles were found in a home in Paris.
Oh my goodness.
They were demoing the house, and there's like a hidden cellar, and they found these wine bottles, and they're engraved with this THJ.
Were they just wine bottles, or they have wine
there
in them?
There was wine in them. They were sealed.
Oh.
And so they thought they were Thomas Jefferson's, like, wine bottles, right?
That would be amazing.
So they auction these wine bottles off, and this guy buys them. Let's see. That's one. Let's see. Where's the other one? There's this guy named Bill Cook. I think you pronounce it Cook. It's K-O-C-H.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, Bill Cook. He paid $500,000 for four bottles.
Are you kidding me right now?
$500,000 for four bottles.
I mean, I shit a brick because with a 70-year-old bottle of wine.
They thought they were Thomas Jefferson's private, like, collection.
Now, the way you keep saying this is not Thomas Jefferson's wine.
I'm just, like, here we go. So he bought these in the 80s. Fast forward to 2005.
Oh, crap.
So they were going to do an exhibit of his, like, eclectic, this guy Bill Cook.
Yeah.
Eclectic collection that he has. Okay, and so they were, the integrity of these bottles of wine came into question. So they're like, we don't know.
Exactly. Really, so all I had were these initials.
These initials are carved in there. We don't really know if it's true.
So how many people in the world have those initials?
Right.
Okay.
So Bill Cook hired this FBI agent to kind of like research these bottles.
Yes.
So Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, actually kept a very detailed list of every bottle of wine that he had.
He did.
He's very into his wine. So into his
wine. He would have to be. Can you imagine if we've logged our wines?
Oh my gosh. We just have to pull up all our Safeway receipts.
Oh my gosh. Safeway and all our wine club receipts.
Safeway and wine club.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, in Jefferson's like records, there was never a record of him ordering or buying this wine.
Uh-oh.
That they had.
That's not going to be good for sales.
Yeah.
No.
So then they did this thing where they used some kind of a low-level gamma ray detection.
Uh-huh.
That they could date the wine with. So.
Oh my gosh.
I don't completely understand how this works.
Well, you're going to understand it better than me.
I'm going to do something. So I'm just going to read this because I don't understand what this means.
And a lot of you out there might be way smarter than us, and you're going to understand this.
All right. So I'm just going to read this.
Sounds good. I'm going to drink wine while you do that.
You drink wine. I'm going to read this.
It's fantastic. Okay.
Radioactive fallout is dispersed into the atmosphere, eventually makes its way into rain, soil, and grapes.
Mm.
The French researcher that protected the bottle with lead shielding placed it next to a detector, which detects this radioactive fallout.
Okay.
And records the presence of the gamma rays.
That's very...
Right?
That's weird.
It's very super scientific.
Yeah, it is. So way more than me.
He conducted the test a mile underground to shield the bottle from normal atmospheric gamma radiation. Huh. If the wine had been bottled before 1945, there should not have been any of this radiation present. And if there was, the water bottle would have been bottled after 1945.
Oh, that's insane.
So, the testing showed none of this radiation present in the wine.
So, that means it's after?
So the lead used, this is what I'm just reading this.
Uh-huh.
The lead used for the Jefferson bottles test was smelted nearly 2,000 years ago.
That's an old ass bottle of wine.
But this whole test was like really inconclusive though, is what I read.
So like meaning like they don't even know for a fact if it was 2,000 years old, and it could be last year or it could be 2,000 years.
So it was inconclusive. So they did another test.
Okay.
So what they did is, like, in the bottle, it had the initials, which are literally engraved into the glass of the bottle.
Which, that's not done right now, really, at all.
You just slap a freaking label on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this has to be an old bottle of wine if they have initials engraved in the freaking glass.
So there was initials and stuff engraved into it. So they tried to reproduce the engraving.
Why would they even want to reproduce it?
Using tools available back when Jefferson was alive.
Which was so many years ago.
So using the tools that were available at the time when Jefferson was alive and would have like put his initials on, they couldn't do it.
So does that mean that's probably not his bottle?
So they're saying the engraving had to have been done by a modern tool like a Dremel or something like that. When they tried a Dremel tool, they could completely.
So these initials might be somebody else's.
They're saying that they were fake.
So that's not good.
This was a huge case because this guy paid so much money for these bottles of wine. And reading all this stuff, one of these people that works for this wine fraud company was like, you cannot taste the bottle of wine and tell if it's counterfeit. You just can't.
Well, how could you?
There's no way to taste a bottle of wine. You can
barely tell if a money is counterfeit.
You could take a box of wine that you buy for $6 at the store and put it in a fancy bottle and bottle it, and they won't be able to tell.
That's interesting.
It's the bottle that's It's the bottle that you're paying for.
It's a label you're paying for. It's
the history that you're paying for.
Oh my goodness.
It's the history that you're paying for.
That is so interesting.
So that was like one of the most famous like wine fraud like cases.
I can see that.
You know, like, yeah.
That's amazing.
And I never thought about like, because usually what do we pay for a bottle of wine? $6.
Well, it's $6. I mean, I have to be honest, no judgment here. $6 all the way up to about 40. Because there's sometimes I will spend the money
like
on
the
it.
The most expensive bottle of wine we've ever paid for is like about $45.
And a little less than that, because I mean, it's $48 with like 20% off.
Yeah.
That's the most expensive. Yeah. I won't buy anything full price ever. Wine, clothes, an item for Christmas. I won't buy it full price. I have to get a deal on this.
Yeah.
I loved your story, though. My story's not as near as in-depth.
Do you have a wine story?
I have a wine story.
I want to hear it.
Okay. So, my husband, Thor, and I, because Jacoby was not able to go with me, I booked a class at one of our wine clubs, and it was a class about wine glasses. It's called Riedel. Am I saying it right?
I think so.
I think I'm saying it right. I remember saying it Riedel at first, but
Riedel,
it's Riedel.
But I think it's Riedel.
I think it's Riedel. And it's like this most snobby little glass that you can ever buy. And I only signed up for the class because I knew there was going to be free wine. It was only $50 a person. And you got to take the wine glasses home. And I was told how much the wine glasses cost. They were $138 a piece. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, for $50 a piece, we get $280 worth of wine glasses. Let's do it. Kobe was busy.
Yeah.
So I just drug my husband to it. We showed up to the class. We're dressed decently, but we are probably most of the...
Redneck.
Yeah, we're pretty unsophisticated people.
I probably should have said that.
It's all right. We're the most unsophisticated wine educated people there. Because we get seated at our place. We have four beautiful wine glasses put there with nice four glasses of just wine. Plastic glasses of wine, tumblers. Well, I grab the first glass and I just start chugging it because I'm like, I'm here for wine. I'm just going to chug this right out of this plastic glass.
It's free wine.
It's free wine. Well, the lady starts. She's already annoyed with me because I've already drank half of my wine out of one of my little plastic glasses. Because I'm not that great at these. This is my first really expensive wine class I've been to. So she explains about the difference about the wine glasses and how it's going to affect. This is the most important tool you have in your wine tasting experience. I call bullshit at this point. I basically raise my hand and tell her she's full of shit. She hates me instantly. Because I am that person in her class. We then go on and we have four glasses of wine. We have an oak Chardonnay glass. We have a dessert wine glass. We have a Merlot glass. Mm-hmm. And then we have a Pinot Gris glass. So we have two reds, two white glasses. So she asked us to pour this Fiji water, which she was super intent that we had to have Fuji bottled water because it was the best water.
Fuji bottled water, it comes in a square bottle.
It does.
That must make a difference.
I don't know why it makes a difference, but she said taste. That the Fuji bottled water was the best. And I was just like, it just tastes like water. But whatever. Okay. It's fine.
You know what?
It's fine.
It's a square bottle. It's, you know what?
I was just there for my wine glasses and my free wine. I was going to go through whatever she said to do, even though I annoyed the crap out of her the whole time. So we poured our little Fuji water into each one of our wine glasses. We tasted them. And holy crap, they actually all taste different with water. What the hell is happening here? I'm becoming a believer of something I'm so skeptic of. So each one of these glasses tastes, you can feel how the water tastes different on your palate. That's how she calls it. She doesn't call it your tongue. She calls it your palate.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see and feel and taste how it goes on the different parts of my palate. I'm doing quotation marks the when finger. I say palate.
She's doing finger quotes.
I am, because I'm making fun of her for calling it a palate. I work in dental. That's what I do for a living. And the palate is the top of your mouth.
Not your tongue.
Not your... No, it's not. But that's what she's calling it. So whatever. I'll go with her. So then we go to wine. We go with a nice Riesling wine. She has it pour it. We pour it into the nice dessert wine glass. We taste it. It's fantastic. Of course it's fantastic. I love this wine.
Yes.
Oh. And then she makes us... Unfortunately, I drank my whole wine glass at this point because I was super excited.
Unfortunately, I chugged my entire bottle.
Because that's what I do.
So you have to ask for more wine.
I did, and it was embarrassing, but luckily Rhett did it for me because he was there, and he loves Jacoby, so I'm in. Because he knows I'm Jacoby's best friend, so he gives me a little pass.
And he gave you extra wine.
He did. So he put some more wine in my wine glass because we were supposed to take just a sip. Sorry, didn't swirl and smell and sniff. I just chugged. Because that's what I do.
Chugged and went, yeah, that's good.
That is some good white wine in that glass. So then they make us pour it in the oak Chardonnay glass. I'm thinking, it's just the same wine. It's going to taste phenomenal because I can chug this from a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It tastes like crap from the oak Chardonnay glass. I was like, is this even the same wine? It was the same wine, but it didn't taste like the same. So we take a sip from there. I'm on it now. I'm not chugging the wine. I didn't get rid of the whole wine glass. I took a sip like a sophisticated lady, like I'm supposed to be at this stupid class. It's not stupid. I learned a lot, but I felt very stupid at this point because I was the most unsophisticated person in there other than my husband.
He was just like one notch down from you.
One notch down from me because he didn't chug his whole damn glass of wine at the first pass. So now we now pour our wine back into the correct glass, Riesling, and it tastes phenomenal again. I'm a believer at this point. I was a skeptic in the beginning that thought this was just the most crappiest, stupid wine class I've ever been to in my life. And now I'm a freaking believer that the wine tool was so good.
So then the first time I come to your house.
Yes. And we're talking about 2 months later.
Yeah. She's bought like every Riedel wine
glass that they have. I have to at this point. I spent probably $500 on wine glasses at this point.
Well, so she has us taste, me and my husband taste, you know, this, what was it? Peach?
It was a dessert wine.
It was a dessert. So yes. A sweet dessert, right?
Very sweet.
So we tasted out of the one glass.
It's supposed to be. No, we tasted out of the Viognier/dessert wine glass.
Okay, the dessert wine glass. Yes. And then she had us taste it out of the oak Chardonnay glass.
I did.
Totally different.
Oh, my God.
Totally different. I was shocked.
And she became a believer with me.
She kept telling me about it. And I kept did. Thinking that's... bullshit.
For months, like, I told her about this
that's
shit.
That's dumb. Like, sorry. I can't believe that a glass cannot make that much difference. That's
and
dumb.
It does.
And it totally did. I was just, I can't believe it. I was so shocked.
So, don't worry, guys. She has some wine glasses from Riedel from me for Christmas that she already knows about. Don't worry. She doesn't know all of her Christmas gifts, but I'm horrible at Christmas she's gifts horrible, or so any gifts.
She's already told me I'm getting the Riedel wine glasses for Christmas.
Yes.
I have other presents, which she will tell me what they are before
at
Christmas.
At some point, I will.
Because she cannot keep a secret.
No, not good secrets.
To save her life.
Not good secrets.
So she has no idea what I'm getting here for Christmas.
No, because Kobe's phenomenal. At keeping secrets from me. I cannot do it.
Absolutely no idea.
Now, if it's a bad secret, I'll take it to the damn grave. If it's a good secret, I just want to share the love.
I know.
And just tell you, guess what I'm getting you for Christmas?
Guess what I found you for Christmas?
Oh my God, it's so amazing. But then...
Well, I can't tell you what you're presenting because it's homemade.
I love homemade.
It's super homemade.
That means it's even more special.
It's phenomenal.
I can't say yours are homemade, but There kind of are because I used other people to homemake for me.
That doesn't count.
Does that count? It doesn't count. It's my idea, and I just had creative people do it for me that are better than me. Come on. Can you remember me painting?
Yeah, I took the paint away from you.
Because I suck at painting, guys. I mean, I went to a painting class without Kobe, and everybody's supposed to do phenomenal at this thing. And I remember her asking at one point, the professional painter, saying, "Does anybody need help?" And I raised my hand frantically saying, "Please help me, please help me." And she came over and she was so good with everybody else. And for me, she goes up to my painting and goes, "Huh." I mean, it's not a good sign when someone says, "Huh," to your painting and then ask you to take a walk for 20 minutes and let it dry.
Yes, we painted, what did we paint? Rocks?
Oh, it was horrific. Mine looked like,
we were painting rocks, just like I said, like
a horror movie.
Like a girl's trip, a little craft project.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Yes.
Heather picked out bright red ass paint.
Because I wanted to paint a ladybug.
And she was trying to paint this rock.
Or a strawberry. I don't remember exactly what it was supposed to be.
I think it was a strawberry.
I think I still have the damn strawberry that you finished off for me.
She tried to paint this rock and it looked like she stabbed somebody to death.
I did.
There was red paint everywhere. And
like around the whole cabin.
Literally had to take the paint away from her and say, okay.
She did. Just take a walk.
Just stop. Okay, stop.
And then someone else had to finish the paint for me because I'm that bad, you guys.
She can't craft unsupervised.
There's no crafting unsupervised.
No.
I try to create stuff. I'm so good at hiring other people to create for me.
To craft for you.
And I do that. I mean, they can draw for me or paint for me. Do any of that crap for me, and then I put my name on it. But I don't worry. I won't take credit for it. I always tell them, don't worry. I didn't do it.
I didn't really do it.
I bought it. But it was my idea.
You are a good scrapbooker, though.
I didn't know I was a good scrapbooker until we started scrapbooking.
You're a good scrapbooker.
I'm pretty good at that. Mm-hmm. I'm creative in that way. As long as there's no paint.
Paint's bad for you.
Paint is so bad, but yet I love it so much.
It's so fun to paint, so.
It's so fun, but my problem is I don't know how much paint to put on that damn thing.
You're like, I'm just going to drown it in the paint, and then it'll look
amazing. And it's all dripping down the canvas or the rock, and I'm just like, yep, take a walk.
Okay, and we're done.
And let it dry for about 3 days, and I'll come back to it. Unfortunately, the class doesn't want me to do that. It's so fun. But we love wine.
We love wine, and that's all the wine stories I think that we have.
For today.
If anybody has any suggestions about what you want us to talk about, we'll totally take those into consideration.
Please do that.
Because we will talk about almost anything. We're trying to avoid politics.
Yeah, anything that's going to get us in trouble.
Yeah, because we get in trouble really easy.
Together, especially when we're drinking, it's really not good.
We get into trouble super easy, so we have to stay on subjects that are very neutral.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, we get into trouble.
And no one wants to get into trouble.
Nobody wants everybody
to love us forever.
We do. We want people to like us. If you don't like us, then don't. We don't want to hear from you.
No, you just don't have to listen.
Yeah, don't listen. It's fine.
And don't comment. It goes back to the golden rule. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah, you know what? I try to live by that rule. I try so hard.
We already know I don't. But I try to practice what I preach, but I'm sorry, guys. I'm pretty blunt.
Yeah, I can't even deny that.
And Kobe's like the sweet one. She'll tell you, but it's one of those conversations where you walk away and you're like, wait a minute, she didn't like that. Because she does it so nicely. And whereas we're me, you know instantly that I hated it.
I hated it, and then you won't like it when Heather looks at you because you'll know she's pissed off.
I know. I can't hide anything.
You can't hide it at
all. No. No, I just can't.
That's okay.
It's okay. Everything's fine. Hey, fantastic. You know what?
Brutal honesty is sometimes good.
I think it's better than lying to people.
It is better than lying to people. Mm,
I think it is. But yeah, we have our wine walk on Saturday.
On Saturday.
On Kobe's birthday.
We'll take pictures and post them.
We will.
I don't know if I already said this episode.
You might have, but if not, we're just reminding you.
We're just going to remind you guys.
That we're going to post pictures.
We're going to post pictures.
We might even podcast from our wine walk. We might
podcast from our wine walk like a special episode.
It will be pretty cool.
It'll be pretty cool. So check us out on jethersrandomstuff.com or on our Facebook page, Jethers Random Stuff. Instagram, Jethers Random Stuff. We need to post some more pictures.
And we will. No worries, guys.
And yeah, I think that's it.
And we will be back.
If you want to email us.
Oh, yes, please. And any topics that you would like us to talk to us.
Any topics you want to talk to us about.
We will do it for you guys within reason.
Email us. You can email us through our website or you can just send it to jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you. And we would love to do anything that you guys want us to do within reason.
Yeah. At this point, we have like no followers. So if anybody wants to email us or talk to us, we'll totally say your name on our next podcast.
Hell yeah. We will do that.
Yeah. We totally will. So send us, drop us a line and say hey. We would love it.
We would
love it. So I think that's it.
I think that's it for today.
I think that's it for this episode.
We love you guys. And we will be catching up with you in probably a few days.
Yeah. So, like, signing off from the closet.
And we'll be coming out of the closet momentarily. All right.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Yes, we will.
Peace.
Peace out.